So let us continue our Hebrew class on chapter 11 by first looking forward at the vocabulary on page 94. And we're going to see some words we just saw in the story and then in the book of Ruth that they're now going to tell us what they mean. Wouldn't it be nice if they had told us these things before? Well, maybe. But looking at the top of page 94 in the right-hand column at the top, we have Oz. Pronounced just like the Wizard of Oz, and it means then. Underneath that, we have Eam. You already know what Eam means if it's spelled with an Ayin, but this one is spelled with an Aleph. Eam with an Aleph means if. What does Eam with an Ayin mean? Who remembers?
With.
Uh-huh. But with an Aleph, Eam means if. And then we have Beit Lechem.
Beit Lechem
is Bethlehem. But what does it literally mean?
House of bread.
Mm-hmm. Dom. In the plural, damim. Means blood. Blood. What did we learn that the name of the first man ever created was?
Adam.
And the Aleph can be short for God, and dom blood, so the blood of God, which is what gives man worth. We learn from the Garden of Eden. Cherev. If we knew Cherev in the story, we wouldn't have had to hit him with a Kalizahav, right? Cherev is sword. Sword. Notice it's feminine, where blood is masculine. The next word you may have heard of, Yisrael.
Israel.
At the bottom of the page, we have Kesef. Kesef is silver or money. What was gold?
Zahav.
Silver is kesef. Kesef.
Like K-E-S-E-F.
Kesef. Mm-hmm. Accents on the first syllable because we have two sigal in a row. When there's two sigal in a row, which one do we accent? The first one. Kesef. In the upper left-hand column, we have a three-letter root. We have to put vowels in it to pronounce it, so I use katav. Katav means he wrote. Notice with a kaf at the front, when it's the first letter of a word, it gets a dogish in it, so it becomes a hard letter, katav. Have you heard at all of Katav Publishing House? It's one of the big publishing houses in Israel, which makes sense, because what does katav mean? He wrote. Mm-hmm. Then we have a verb, matzah, which means he found. Not matzah like the bread, but matzah, he found. Then we have, oddly enough, Naomi. No yod sound. Na-o-mi. Naomi. What's that? Do I know what it means? Yes, and we're going to read it very shortly, so we'll find it out then. Olam. Eternity, forever, universe, age. A lot of times in the Bible it's translated as age. The Olam Hazeh is this age, the Olam Haba, the age to come.
Would it be world also be?
Sometimes it's translated world. But when it's translated world, you have to understand it's not talking about the planet. It's talking about the age. So I think in the King James it says, and of the end of the world. But it's actually in the end of the age. So you just have to understand the usage. Then we have eights. Which is tree or wood. I would spell it, if I were to spell it, a capital A accented T-S. Eights. Like I ate me some pizza for supper. Eights. Or like the number eight multiple times. Eights.
More than one eight.
More than one eight. Eights. In plural, eitzim.
Eitzim.
Okay. And then we have another verb, put some vowels in it, and we call it patach, which means he opened. And lastly, we have kara, which means he called or he proclaimed. So echo me, please, on the vocabulary. Oz.
Oz.
Im.
Im.
Beit Lechem.
Beit Lechem.
Dom.
Dom.
In the plural, damim.
Damim.
Then sword is cherev.
Cherev.
Yisrael.
Yisrael.
Israel. Kesef.
Kesef.
Then in the upper left-hand corner, we have to put in vowels. Katav.
Katav.
Matzah.
Matzah.
Naomi.
Naomi.
Olam.
Olam.
Eitz.
Eitz.
Or in a plural, Eitzim.
Eitzim.
The next verb, Patach.
Patach.
And then Kara.
Kara.
Notice.
Last one, say that again.
Kara.
Kara.
Kara. Like K-A-R-A. Kara.
And that fe has a dagesh?
Yes, that pay has a dagesh in it when it starts a word.
Always.
The Begi Kefet letters. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the first bullet underneath the vocabulary says the Chataf, Kameitz, and Naomi is pronounced O as in low. But we knew that. Next, the sword, Cherev, is most often used as a collective noun. And usually it's used in a prophetic sense about the sword coming, and it means war is coming. And in the Bible, Yisrael is the name of a man or a people. Who was the man? Jacob. The people? The descendants of Jacob. Mm-hmm. And then we have idioms, not idiots, but idioms. Le'olam is forever. What it literally means is to the age, except the these implied. So, till the new heavens and new earth. Now, some people use le'olam to mean until the messianic kingdom. So you have to look at who's using it and in what context. But it's beyond where we are now. Le'olam ve'ed is the traditional way of saying forever and ever. Le'olam ve'ed. Another way of saying forever is ad olam. What does ad mean?
Until or as far as
the coming age is what ad olam means. Okay, let's go back to page 93 now to our oral review while we have just a few minutes left. And we'll begin on the first line in number one. Ms. Ravonda, would you like to read that sentence, please?
I would like to try.
You would like to try. Fair enough. Remember, the first word accents on the first syllable. You did not stub your toe in the middle of the night.
Okay. Oh. Oh, hell.
Oh, hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell. Oh, hell. That's the
tent. That's right. That's the tent.
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell.
Sar.
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 Mm-hmm.
Like the chief or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ahmad.
Ahmad. Two syllables.
Okay.
Beast.
Beast.
Day. Beast day. Beast
day.
Beast day. Rachel.
Oh, that's Rachel.
Yep.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Rachel. Mm-hmm.
Rachel. All.
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 Yod.
Yod.
Ha. Mm-hmm. Mead. Bar. Hamid Bar. Right.
The yeah.
Correct. Echo me, please, everybody. Ohel.
Sar.
Sar.
Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Beast Day.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Al-Yad. Hamid Bar.
Hamid Bar.
What does that mean? Ohel Sar.
Ohel is tent.
Mm-hmm. Tent.
Tent.
And what is Sar, you said?
Chief.
Chief. So a tent of a chief.
Tent of a chief.
Ahmad.
Sar. Stood.
Biste Rachel. Biste. What's the B? B is in.
Oh, in.
Sede Rachel.
I don't know what that is.
In the field of?
In the field of Rachel.
All yod is an idiom. What's all yod mean? Near or next to? And what's Hamid Bar? The wilderness, right. So a tent of a chief stood in the field of Rachel near the wilderness. Next one.
Ohel.
Hasar.
Ahmad.
Biste.
Rachel.
Ayad.
Hamid Bar.
Everybody, please. Ohel. Hasar.
Ahmad.
Biste.
Rachel.
Ayad.
Hamid Bar.
How does that differ from Ravanda's? What does it mean?
It means the tent.
Of the commander.
Stood.
In the field.
Of Rachel. Next to.
The desert. Good. Next, Sharon.
Ahole.
Right. Ahole.
Ahole.
Right. Ahole.
Sarim.
Amdu.
Biste.
Rachel.
Al-Yad.
Hamid Bar. Everybody, please. Ahole. Sarim. Amdu. Biste. Rachel. Al-Yad.
Hamid Bar.
What does that mean?
The tents of the commanders.
I don't see any ha's, do you?
Oh, tents of a commander.
Tents of commanders. Tents of commanders.
Stood.
In the field.
Of Rachel. Near. The desert.
Good. Last one, Herb.
Ahole. Hasarim.
Amdu.
Biste. Rachel.
Al-Yad.
Hamid Bar.
If we look at Biste, remember that if the Shiva is under the first letter of a word, the first letter is a syllable by itself. If it's by itself in the middle of a word, it's not pronounced. So Biste, there's only two pronounceable vowels, so there's only two syllables. So what does it mean? Ahole Hasarim.
The tents of the commanders.
Stood in the field.
In the field of Rachel. Near the desert.
Excellent. Thank you all so very much. Before I close, let me remind you that there will not be class next week.